Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
God has called and chosen you to be His child. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn what God has put in you so you can become all that He has called you to be.
Let's go back to to 1 John. Let's look in chapter 3. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What manner of love the Father has conferred upon us. He conferred it on us. Now, I want you got to see this. You just got to get this. That we should be called sons of God. That's not call. Come here. That's not call like your name. You know, I call you that because that's what you answer to.
Right.
No. He has called us Son of God. Son of God. Son of God. That's not only who we are. That's what we are. And everything He has is right in here.
Glory.
When He called an elephant, He is still an elephant. That's what He is.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Can you see it? Yes. We've been called. He bestowed it. It is an honor. It's like conferring a doctorate on someone. It's a confirmation that you are now that, and you will be called that the rest of your life, and that will be your title. That'll be your working agreement with God. You are His child. He has called you His. That's shouting ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Hallelujah, that's so wonderful. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We don't know that yet. We haven't seen this thing yet. Oh. You're as much a child of God as you ever will be. Amen. You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we know this spirit man, the real man, the inside guy, is exactly like Jesus. Every way possible, exactly like Jesus, born of the same Spirit, born of the same Word, born from above, born of the Father.
Amen.
Go to the book of Hebrews. God, who at sundry time in different manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto the which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I'll be to him a father, and again he'll be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever. What's he doing? He's raising him from the dead. Those are the words by which Jesus was born again. He was in hell suffering. He was separated from God. But these are the words, again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, you are God. There it is right there. Under the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. That's when Jesus was born again. He was manifested in the flesh, but he was made alive in the spirit. He was manifested in the flesh when he was born of Mary. He was made alive right here. Right here. God called this defeated, emaciated, suffering spirit in hell that no longer resembles a human being. He called him God, and he rose up out of there, the first man to ever be born again from death to life. And he took hell keys, defeated Satan in awful, awesome combat that lasted about that long. And he said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. When was all of that authority given unto him? When God called him God. God called him God. God called him God. When he called him God, then he was God. And he is God. Hallelujah. And he called you his son. He raised you up out of your hell. He raised you up out of the pit itself. And made you his righteousness, made you bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and called you his very own. What manner of love is that? That's what love did for you when he became a curse so you and I wouldn't have to be cursed. When he came sick so you and I don't have to be sick. He went to hell so you and I don't have to go to hell. Glory to God, Brother Greg. Hallelujah. Glory to God, man. Boy, it's time for somebody to just begin walking. Just walking around in your home, just walking around. What manner of love? What manner of love? The Most High God himself has called me his child. He's called me his son. And when he called me that, I became that. Now, I don't know what's coming. But I know this. When I see him, I'm going to be just like him. There's something God has stored up. There is a place in glory that no human mind has ever been able to conceive. Those that have gone to glory, they've not seen it yet. It is God being more God than you can imagine any God could be. And all of a sudden, there's coming a moment in time when he goes, and you're going to say, I've never seen anything. I've never heard anything. How can this thing exist? And you look at yourself and say, I'm just like him. I'm as magnificent as he is. How could that be? He's the most magnificent. Yeah, but. And then something's going to happen very, very strange. Only love himself would even dare. We're going to have the seminar of all seminars. And Jesus himself is going to teach it. And it is going to be a full lesson on the true doctrine of heaven and Jesus. And he's going to go through one piece at a time and tell us where we missed it and how we didn't get this quite right and how we didn't, and we're going to say, look at that. And you think you've had some revelation moments up to now. You're going to be so aha'd. You're going to be aha'd. Yeah. But then he's going to, we'll all come together and we'll see where we all missed it and get it all right for the first time. And then the door is going to burst open and the Almighty God, Holy One himself is going to come in the room and start praising you and me. Somebody shout amen. Can you imagine that? God praising us. We're going to get a lesson on how you're supposed to praise. He's going to do it. We will have praise. Let me tell you why. His deep, deep, holy appreciation for you and me and the billions like us that refused to yield to the devil and just fought it to the death, glory to God, and wouldn't quit and wouldn't give up, just hell or high water, just stay with it. And there'll never be another generation like us throughout eternity. We'll be known as the glorified ones. And throughout eternity, there'll be natural born people. They'll never die, just natural people. And they'll say, look, there, that's a glorified one. A glorified one. Oh, if we could have been born back there then. Oh, look, they get the best of everything. Did you ever notice that? I mean, we live out here, but they go in and visit the Father. Do you suppose they'd tell us some stories? Oh yeah. Let's just spend the next 20 years here. We just sit and talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. And what happened down there in Fort Worth and what happened when people stood on the Word of God. And what happened when people wouldn't quit and they just stood anyway. Didn't give up in the face of cancer and demons and all the whole stuff. And it looked so hard. Heaven is a place filled with rewards. Amen. It's big. And there's going to be some people with some big trophies. And I can just see it now. A big angel standing there got this huge trophy. And Jesus is looking around and all us preachers saying, man, you reckon that's mine? And Jesus said, Sister Little, come here, please.
Me?
Yeah, you. What did I do? Sweetheart, you were one that laid on your face for 14 years until you got revival broken out in that dead church you'd been in all that time. And this is yours, sweetheart. Brother Copeland, would you come up here and tote this for her? I'll be glad to, because now I found out who caused that meeting to turn out like it did. Yeah, nobody knew but Jesus. Nobody knew but Jesus. Oh, my. I tell you what, y'all are so good at this. Man, you can preach here from now on. Let's stand and give the Lord praise tonight. Hallelujah! What manner of love is this? Love did it for you. I don't care who you are. Love did it for you. Love bore the curse for you. Love bore the pain for you. Amen. And called you His very own. I think we ought to lift our hands and give the Lord praise. Say it, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm strong in the Lord.
I'm strong in the Lord.
I'm strong in the power of His might.
I'm strong.
I'm a prosperous believer.
I'm a prosperous believer.
I'm ready.
I'm willing.
And I'm able.
And
I love my God.
And my God loves me.
And because of Him,
I'm supposed to prosper.
I'm supposed to be well.
I'm supposed to be strong.
And I believe it.
And I receive it.
I have it.
And
I give God the glory for it.
In the name of Jesus.
Now give Him a shout and praise. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.